Just a quick warning before we get started. We don't talk about anything explicit in today's podcast. However, we do talk about the existence of sex. All right, let's go.
There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Sexuality and success. Sexuality and success. With all of the headlines recently, the conversations around sexuality, particularly concerning celebrities, the wealthy people, and the successful individuals, that has taken center stage. Now, first of all, I want to make totally clear, it's crucial for me to start with this discussion by saying my stance. I am totally against human trafficking, domestic violence, and sexual assault. These are heinous crimes. They are inexcusable and reprehensible. Yet, beyond the unacceptable acts lies a complex relationship between sexuality and success. It's often overlooked and misunderstood. Napoleon Hill's book, his book called Think and Grow Rich, introduces a concept of transmuting sexual energy into success. Now, this idea, though not widely discussed, suggests a profound connection between one's sexuality, their sexual energy, and their ability to achieve greatness. Now, sexual energy, according to Napoleon Hill, is not merely a biological drive, but it's a potent force capable of inspiring motivation and generating creativity. It is, as he notes, 10.5 more potent than morphine, highlighting its powerful influence on human behavior and achievement. I want you to understand sexuality in the context of success. They go hand in hand. Trust me on this. Sexual energy is a fundamental force that can be harnessed and directed towards achieving one's goals and ambitions. Trust me on this. This energy fuels creativity, it drives motivation, and significantly can enhance focus and sustain effort capacity. You see, it's a source of vitality, offering both physical and mental stimulation that, when channeled properly, can lead to remarkable accomplishments. Now, this concept of transmuting sexual energy into success is not about repressing one's sexual energy or their sexuality, but rather understanding and directing this power, and it's very powerful energy, towards the productive end. It's about recognizing the role that passion in all of its form plays in motivating us towards our aspirations. You see, there's a cultural silence around sexuality and success. Despite its significance, the connection between sexuality and success has often been relegated to the shadows. Nobody wants to talk about it. Ooh, that's taboo. Are you afraid of getting canceled? Seldom discussed openly in our society. Trust me, on this particular podcast, I'm quite sure someone's going to complain. This silence has led to misunderstandings and judgments about sexual habits of the successful individuals. It's important, however, to approach this topic with an open mind and the nuanced perspective, recognizing the complexity of the human sexuality being and its impact on achievement. There is a responsibility, okay, a responsibility of harnessing this sexual energy. Now, while it's clear that sexual energy can be a powerful ally in the pursuit of success, it's equally important to acknowledge the responsibilities that come with this power. History is littered with individuals and examples of individuals who have mismanaged their sexual energy, crossing ethical boundaries and engaging in harmful behaviors like we've been seeing in the headlines. These instances serve as a stark reminder of a need for responsibility, a need for integrity, and a need for respect of all life, including our sexual expression. Follow me on this now. I want you to understand the misuse of sexual energy is not only harming individuals, but it detracts from its potential to contribute positively to our positive growth, our personal growth, and our success. It's crucial to foster a healthy, respectful understanding of sexuality. One that acknowledges its power without condoning the harmful behavior. That is where you need to be. And I will again repeat, I do not stand with any of that harmful behavior, especially the human trafficking, the sexual assault. That is not part of it. And Napoleon Hill never thought it was part of it either. But we need to redefine the narrative. To move forward, we must redefine the narrative around sexuality and success, because they are together. This involves shedding a light on the positive aspects of sexual energy and its role in fostering achievement. It's about celebrating the vitality and creativity that sexuality can bring to our lives and endeavors, while also promoting a culture of respect, consent, and responsibility. This redefined narrative requires open conversations, education, and willingness to explore the complexities of human sexuality. It's called for a balanced approach that recognizes the benefits of harnessing sexual energy of success while also addressing the potential misuse, which we're seeing again a lot in the headlines. Now, I understand for some people that this complexity is confusing. We need to embrace the complexity. See, sexuality is an inherent part of our human experience, intricately linked to our emotions, our thoughts, and our actions. By understanding and representing these complex relationships, we can better navigate the path of success. This means acknowledging the power of sexual energy and learning to channel it in ways that enrich our lives and contribute to our goals, not detract from it. It's also about recognizing that sexuality, like success, is multifaceted and cannot be defined by narrow norms and expectations. I want you to understand that, okay? Because a lot of times, as some people would say, and using this term, it is not completely vanilla. There are different spectrums that we all must respect. I'm not saying embrace it, I'm just saying respect it. Each individual's journey is unique. Do you get this? Just like you are unique, just like your fingerprint is unique. Every person's journey is unique. And by embracing the diversity, that's vital to fostering more inclusive and understanding of our society. The link between sexuality and success is a topic rich with complexities and potential. Now, by exploring these connections, we open ourselves to a deeper understanding of the human motivation. That is the force that drives us towards achievement. It's a conversation that demands sensitivity, respect, and the acknowledgement of the profound impact that sexual energy has and can have on our lives. Now, as we navigate this intricate terrain, let us do so with an open heart and an open mind. Be ready to learn, be ready to grow. Let's embrace the full spectrum of human experience, recognizing the power of sexuality as a source of creativity, motivation, and success. By doing so, you can unlock a new dimension of achievement and fulfillment, enriching our lives and the world around us. I will, before I close, I will say to you
I would, if I were you, get the unabridged book of Think and Grow Rich where Napoleon Hill talks about this, because it'll be important for you. Again, and I have to say this again, I am not down with anyone with any human trafficking, any domestic violence, or anyone with sexual assault. Those are heinous crimes. It's deplorable. And Napoleon Hill or anyone of success, of true success, will never, ever be down with that. So, going forward, I want you to understand, when it comes to people of success, when it comes to those people who are successful, do they have that sexual energy? Most likely. But they've taken that sexual energy and transmuted it into its sexual equivalent, where it's success. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jax, JeroldJax. On Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson and Zone of Action. My personal website, GeraldJackson.com, GeraldJackson.com. You know what? It is not about your money, because happiness starts with you. It's not about your relationship, because happiness starts with you. And it's not about anything else. But when it comes to you and your sexuality, this is where you are, in a zone of action.